From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's team is blasting what they called a massive and coordinated hacking attack against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday. Polls show Macron leads by double digits over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, whose aides called the leak unprecedented, and French voting. VOA's Mariama Diallo reports on the general mood of French voters.
On the streets of Paris and elsewhere, voters still expressed high levels of uncertainty.
Me, I'm not for one or the other. I have my idea, a reluctant one, but yes, I have my idea. I think that a lot of French people will vote reluctantly.
Even the last debate didn't help.
It was relatively disappointing. There were insults and no clarification of their programs.
Far-right candidate Marine Le Pen says the media has underestimated the people's anger and she believes victory is within reach. But centrist Emmanuel Macron says he must win on Sunday. There are no guarantees as passions run high on both sides before Sunday's vote. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Police in Tanzania say a bus carrying students and teachers crashed Saturday, killing 34 people. The director of the Lucky Vincent Primary School in Arusha said almost all of the victims are students who were heading to take an examination. There was no immediate word on a cause of that deadly crash. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A deal